Welcome back to Workplace Bites, your go-to podcast on the future of work, office trends, and how leaders like you are shaping the way we work. I'm Shane Radford, your resident XYSense data nerd. And in this episode, we're going to dive into the changing landscape of office dynamics and sustainability initiatives. Let's start with a reality check on workplace mandates. It seems the days of strict office policies are waning. Instead, companies are shifting gears towards better communication and incentives. Business Insider recently highlighted the shift, quoting organizational psychologist Kerry Cooper, who bluntly called out the pitfalls of relying solely on mandates. He said, "It's dinosaur management of the highest order." Ouch! And it's not just about mandates. It's about understanding what drives employees. Tata Consultancy's experience serves as a cautionary tale. Their attempt to enforce office attendance led to increased attrition, especially among women. As HR head Milan McCod pointed out, the pandemic reset domestic arrangements for many women, making return to the office less feasible than before. It's something for companies to ponder if they're mandating a five-day-a-week office return while at the same time celebrating International Women's Day this month. So what's the winning strategy? Realistic expectations and strong communication. According to a CBRE survey, companies that effectively communicate the value of hybrid work models see higher compliance rates. It's all about selling the benefits, whether it's improved interpersonal connections or professional development opportunities. In addition to communication, the workspace itself is super important. EY's Future Workplace Trends report suggests that investing in newer, high-tech office spaces with enhanced amenities can boost engagement and productivity. Speaking of incentives, a recent survey by HRO and Caprello found that more than half of companies are offering perks to encourage in-office time, from team-building events to gym memberships. It's kind of like a subtle nudge towards the office door. Now let's talk sustainability. XYSense CEO Alex Birch makes a compelling case in his Forbes op-ed. He argues that we have a unique opportunity to reshape workspaces for productivity and sustainability while reducing costs. It's not just good for business, it's good for the planet and our future. In a similar vein, California's new state laws requiring companies to disclose their carbon emissions and climate change impacts are reportedly already having an effect on business operational practices. Will this spark a trend towards greener office spaces? Signs point to yes. As we come to a close, did you know XYSense has just released its Workplace Utilization Index 2024 predictions? Yeah, it provides insights into utilization trends and predictions for the year ahead. Predictions based on verifiable data? Gotta be one of my favorite things. It's a must-read for anyone invested in the future of work. Well, that's a wrap for this month's edition of Workplace Bites. Thanks for tuning in. Don't forget to sign up for our newsletter to get the latest updates delivered straight to your inbox. Until next time, keep innovating, keep collaborating, and keep pushing the boundaries of what's possible in the workplace.